This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan was wounded in an apparent assassination attempt Thursday while he was leading his ongoing anti-government march on Islamabad. The 70-year-old populist leader of the opposition PTI party was hit by at least one bullet in his right leg, his senior aide told VOA. The gun attack in Wazirabad town, central Punjab province, left at least one person dead and 14 others wounded, including the former prime minister. A New York judge says he'll appoint an independent monitor for former President Donald Trump's real estate empire. AP correspondent Norman Hall has the details.
The judge's order would restrict the company's ability to freely make deals, sell assets, and change its corporate structure. Judge Arthur Engoron ordered the outside watchdog for the Trump Organization as he presides over a lawsuit filed by New York Attorney General Letitia James. The suit alleges Trump and the company routinely misled banks and others about the value of prized assets, including golf courses and hotels bearing his name. James's office says the Trump Organization is continuing to engage in fraud and has taken steps to dodge potential penalties from the lawsuit, such as incorporating a new entity in Delaware named Trump Organization LLC. A Trump lawyer says the Trump entities aren't going anywhere. I'm Norman Hall.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid's office says he's conceded defeat to former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in last week's election. A near-final vote count showed Netanyahu securing a parliamentary majority. Netanyahu is expected to head the country's most right-wing government in history when he takes power in the coming weeks. You can find more on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkey's foreign minister said Thursday that Sweden and Finland have not yet fulfilled all obligations under a deal clearing their bids to join NATO, and they must still take concrete steps to do so. The Turkish foreign minister made the statement while standing alongside NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Thursday. Stoltenberg said it's time to welcome Finland and Sweden as full members of NATO. Applications for U.S. unemployment benefits fell slightly last week. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The Labor Department says first-time claims for jobless aid fell to 217,000 last week, down by 1,000 from the previous week, and the four-week moving average was also down slightly. The total number of Americans collecting unemployment aid was 1.49 million, the highest in 7 months, but still a historically low number. Consumer prices remained stubbornly high, and yesterday the Federal Reserve raised its benchmark borrowing rate for the fourth time this year by 0.75 percentage point in an effort to cool the economy and tame inflation. The Labor Department's October jobs report will be released on Friday. Jennifer King, Washington.
Senegal's main opposition leader appeared in a Dakar court over rape accusations for the first time on Thursday. A lawyer called the case a state conspiracy that should be dropped. Ousmane Sonko, who was accused last year of raping an employee of a beauty salon where he was getting a massage. His arrest and indictment in March 2021 led to several days of deadly riots in Senegal. In the Amazon, a giant fish is helping to save the rainforest. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Pirarucus are huge, weighing as much as 440 pounds. It nearly vanished as vessels swept the lakes with large nets. Ted Gear with USAID in Brazil says illegal fishing has been reduced and there is a plan for catching pirarucus.
30% of the adult fish every year, they're able to grow the amount of fish that are here while at the same time taking out more and being able to sell them.
And there are buyers for pirarucus.
This product not only is delicious, but it also is produced in a sustainable fashion, which helps the environment. It helps in reducing carbon emissions.
Pirarucus fishing is done once a year around September, the period of lowest water. A fisherman's wife in Brazil says it is so tasty. Everybody that eats it falls in love with it and wants more. I'm Ed Donahue.
World leaders are reacting with cautious optimism after the announcement of a peace deal and a ceasefire between warring parties in northern Ethiopia's Tigray region. The U.S. State Department said it represents an important step toward peace. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.